Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. At 22 years old, Jesse Kilgore had a passion for engaging debates with friends and family. Already a military veteran, he was known for being outspoken about his faith and respected in his blogging community for his intelligence and his ability to argue a point without losing any friends. He had a promising future and plans for his life. Then he read Richard Dawkins' book, The God Delusion. A college sophomore at Jefferson Community College in New York, Jesse Kilgore was challenged by his professor to read the anti-theistic book and rule out the possibility of God's existence in light of the evidence presented for evolution. What followed was a crisis of faith that friends and family are attributing to Jesse's biology class and Dawkins' book, a crisis that resulted in Jesse's suicide on October 7, 2008. Questions came quickly following his death.
The shock. No one that knew Jesse believed that he took his life. Nobody. In fact, we all thought it was a homicide.
Jesse's father, Keith Kilgore, had two notes from his son which never addressed his reasons for ending his life. He was left trying to piece the story together when a friend of Jesse's approached him with news.
Her words were he was destroyed by a book that he had been reading.
Kilgore found a copy of Dawkins' book, The God Delusion, hidden under Jesse's mattress with the bookmark on the last page. Others knew about the book. Jesse wrote frequently on NetPotion, a blog site where administrator Corey confirmed that the God Delusion had profoundly affected Jesse's outlook.
His tone definitely got darker, especially after he started reading that book. His last post that I saw talked something about how his faith was being destroyed every time he turned the page or something like that, and how he had the book underneath his bed, and if his parents knew about it, he thought they'd rather see pornography under his bed than this book.
Jesse had a friend delete his blog account the night of his death.
Now, I'm not saying that the book killed him, but this book definitely had an effect on him. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
From what he told me, it was the science class and this book by Dawkins that completely turned his world upside down.
Jesse confided in his uncle, Rick May, who described Jesse as the younger brother he never had. While returning to the Christianity he grew up with, May got to know Jesse better through reading his blogs and frequently discussing religion with him.
There was a time I went through recently where I really kind of lost my spiritual faith. I was raised Southern Baptist, and I kind of fell away from that. And so Jesse and I would debate because he was a very strong Christian, and he really enjoyed arguing those points and really challenging people.
Only a day before his death, Jesse reenlisted in the New York Air Guard, anticipating his tuition paid to any New York State school.
Jesse wanted to go to a secular college because he wanted the debate. He wanted he wanted to prove his mettle and what he believed with where he was at. And that's why he went to a local junior college.
Keith Kilgore was not prepared for the hostility his son would face as a Christian who believed in intelligent design.
I woefully underestimated the heat and the challenges that he was going to take by going to that university. I thought he was bulletproof. I thought that that what he would encounter there would he could stand just about anything that they could throw at him. But when he read that Richard Dawkins book, it ambushed his belief system.
Jesse was careful to hide the book from his father, but an hour before his death, he shared with his uncle about the book in a final conversation.
So he started telling me about the fact that he had been taking his biology class, and as a result of going through his biology class, there were a lot of things that really challenged his belief and had kind of shaken him and made him think differently, kind of lose his faith in what he believed in. and specifically mentioned, too, that this professor of one of his classes had recommended that he read The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins.
May shared his story of returning to faith with Jesse, but Jesse's mind was made up.
I think he got himself just so convinced that he knew the answers and that he was wrong before, that it just sucked all the meaning and all the hope out of his life. He had ruled out the possibility of the existence of God. And he also started to talk about morality and ethics, how he felt at this point, with his beliefs now, that there wasn't anything that was right or wrong, per se. There was only consequences. But all this time, it never really struck me. He never mentioned being depressed. He never mentioned that he was considering ending his life. He only talked with me about his belief changes.
Once he learned of Jesse's death, May connected it to his conversation with him.
It was just kind of an instant realization of, you know, this is why he ended his life, is because he completely lost hope in the purpose of life.
Keith Kilgore wants his son's school to acknowledge what happened. He sent them an email with an article about his son's suicide attached, but...
You know, I didn't even get a phone call. To this day, I've not heard from the school.
Jefferson Community College did not return calls for comment. Kilgore feels that his son's professor was wrong to present only one side of the debate over evolution.
Precipitating a crisis of faith in the lives of a student, when you're in a position of authority, when you have a PhD pitted against a college sophomore, that's not fair. That is not intellectually fair at all. And, you know, and that's my issue with the school, is that they were negligent in presenting only one side, and they were negligent in the fact that when you purposely try to undermine a child's faith and worldview, and you try to precipitate a crisis of faith in their lives, that's psychologically damaging to a child.
He supports academic freedom and calls for balance in the classroom.
If they wanted to be academically fair, they need to allow things like intelligent design. And if they're going to be academically free and they're going to be academically balanced and responsible, they need to do that. But they're not. They're just not. As the movie Expelled by Ben Stein so aptly illustrated, which we saw after the fact, unfortunately, and I believe if my son saw that movie before what happened, he'd be alive today.
Kilgore readily admits that not every student who reads The God Delusion is going to do what Jesse did.
And what my son did was extreme. You know, he just forgot who he was. It was a tragic loss. You know, my son took his life over a crushing crisis of faith.
After the story broke on the internet site WorldNet Daily, Keith Kilgore received phone calls from people calling him, quote, a fundy nut job.
I have received some pretty nasty hate mail from people, especially the other side. You know, they're trying to tell me anything that my son took his life because he was raised in an oppressive religious home, and this is what you get when you teach a child fairy tales and they hear the truth. And my son was his own man. His mind was his own. He was his own person. He was a beautiful person. He had values, and I think that his faith was undermined in such a way by the school, and they were just irresponsible in the way that they present that one side.
Kilgore is still waiting to hear from his son's school.
You know, as a parent, trying to reach out to other parents who might be hearing this, is that, you know, learn from me, because if they can get to my son, they can get to anybody's son.
No man is an island, entire of itself, wrote John Donne. Each man's death diminishes me. The tragedy of Jesse Kilgore's death affects us all. Our thoughts and prayers are with those who knew and loved him. For ID the Future, this is Annika Smith reporting from the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.